Leon Productions podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs, authors, and difference makers that shake the world, that bring value, that bring energy. And today I have a good friend of mine, a local from Miami, but has moved out of Miami about a few years ago, Jeff Zelaya. He is the VP of Height Digital, and he joined us all the way from Maryland. Welcome to the Sleon Productions podcast.
What up? What up, man? Santiago, it's a pleasure to be on here, dude. This has been a long time in the making. Really appreciate the invite, and I'm excited to have this conversation with you and learn more about you as well in this conversation. So pumped, excited, dude, and it's an honor.
And Jeff, to be honest, you are the 50th episode of this podcast. The timing cannot be perfect.
Dude, I feel like a winner, dude. That's amazing. This is one down. It's going to go down in the books. You're going to remember this episode number 50. And I pray, Santiago, that you have 50 more and as many as you like. Continue doing this, man, because I'm sure you're sharing a lot of great wisdom, knowledge, and insight with your audience. And I'm sure they're very grateful for you doing this, investing in this podcast.
It's going to be an action-packed podcast. So, Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely, man. So I was born and raised in Hialeah, Florida. Actually, I was born there, raised in Carroll City. So, you know, I grew up in a rough neighborhood. It's not, you know, people think Miami, they think, you know how it is. They think South Beach, they think, fast cars, and they think, the beach and all that crazy things that happen. But there's a lot of different parts of Miami. Miami is very diverse in itself. But I grew up, from immigrant parents. My mom came from Costa Rica. I moved to Miami seeking a better life. I was raised, really by a single mom. And, she went through a lot of struggles, a lot of challenges, but she did an amazing job, I think, of raising me. And she's one of my heroes. And I'm just really humbled by the opportunity to have a mom like her. And she did so much, to put me in the position that I'm in now. And that's, where I started. And one of the things she focused on, as many immigrant parents do, is to point me towards education. If you want to do well in life, make sure you further your education, connect with people, be kind. Got me involved in the church as well. So I spent a lot of time learning about God, and that helped also keep me on the right track where I was in an area where a lot of my friends, didn't make it. I have friends that are in jail. I have friends that unfortunately have passed away. So there were opportunities to go down the wrong path in life, but thanks to my mom kind of instilling that in me at a very early age, it kept me grounded. It kept me focused on the things that were going to help me position me for a better life. So one of those paths that I went towards is definitely furthering my education. So I think when you and I first met was when I was going to FIU. So FIU, one of the I'm very blessed by the opportunity there at FIU, because I got a chance to meet people like you, Santiago. I connected with a lot of other amazing folks that really poured into me and mentored me and gave me guidance and people that I still stay in touch with now, years and years and years after that, that have helped me kind of shape my life and shape my mindset and my knowledge. But FIU was a great experience for me. Prior to going to FIU, I went to North Miami Senior High. And one of the events that happened there that really has shaped me and made an impact in my life is that I failed my senior year. And I'm almost embarrassed to share this, but I want you guys to learn from some of my failures, right? I'm not just going to share all the good stuff that I'm doing now, but I want you to learn about kind of what has led up to me being who I am today. And it was a failure that happened, which was failing my senior year. And I remember my English teacher, Ms. Hemmings, she was an older lady, very strict, right? But I thought that I could get away with skipping class. I thought I could get away with just being charismatic and being a good talker and, finessing her, right? Or, just trying to be someone, pull a fast one to be, just to be frank. And I thought I could get away with that, right? And I skipped class and I didn't do my assignments. And at the end of the semester, she pulls me aside and says, Jeff, I'm not going to pass you. You're going to thank me for this later. I was so upset. I was so mad. And the reason that I was, because I mentioned earlier how much my mom, really instilled going to school, making sure I got good grades. And then for me to then face her and say, you know, and she was so excited about graduation. And then for me to tell her, Mom, I'm not going to graduate on time, it was like a punch in her stomach. And I felt like I really disappointed her. I let her down. Having that failure as a high school student, not being at the top of my class, missing out on that graduation. When I got into college and went to FIU, I was really focused. I was really serious. I took advantage of everything, all the opportunities that were presented to me to get the most out of that experience. And that was one of the events that has shaped me. And from there, like, just that opportunity shaped, really helped me get my life built, right? I was able to really focus. I was part of a lot of organizations in FIU, the American Marketing Association, won many different awards. I took part in 7 internships while I was at FIU. So I was really hungry. I was very driven, very motivated, had the right team around me to help me succeed. And it set me up for the kind of the life that I'm living now, where I get to enjoy my family, work here at home, enjoy my family. We've built our business in real estate, as well as, you know, our careers. Have my wife, also an FIU grad, have built kind of a great lifestyle, you know, something that I enjoy, something that my mom always wanted for me, to be able to kind of be, you know, create my own destiny and be in the place where we didn't have to struggle and figure out how we're going to pay these bills, how we're going to keep the lights on, how are we going to, unexpected things happen, how are we going to deal with that, right? I don't have those worries that she once, you know, had when we were young, right? So I'm very, very blessed. So that's just, you said, tell me a little, so that just helps frame some of my, who I am today and the things that I care about. So education, you know, giving back, which we'll talk about as well. Family, you know, those things are important. Faith. These are all things that help, that define Jeff Zelaya, right? These are things that are, that I'm about and who, and shape who I am.
When you graduated, or maybe towards your graduation, you were, I mean, on fire. Like you were like, I can't remember what you were doing right after college, but you were like right going at it. You were, you know, jabbing at it. Tell us what happened after college and how did you get your career going?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that was really important during college, and a lot of this was shaped by some really key people, right? So I'll give you a couple of people that helped shape me. One of them is Professor Nancy Rosale. She was a sales professor at FIU. And she saw something in me, right? And in life, there'll be people that will believe in you when you don't believe in yourself. And I was kind of at that point that where she just saw my potential, and she pointed me towards things and subject matters that say, Jeff, study this a little bit more. Look at this opportunity. You know, how can I help? And she connected me with some amazing people. She was the one that introduced me to LinkedIn, which was really opened up a lot of doors for me, learning about that social platform and using that as a way to connect with business leaders and entrepreneurs, as well as develop my career. So, you know, she was just a really amazing mentor and someone that I'm very grateful for today, because she helped give me that motivation. She helped give me that guidance that I was lacking and really needed. And then I had a couple other really awesome experiences of some speakers. You know, part of what we did at FIU, we brought in motivational speakers to come talk about, you know, different subjects, right? But the main underlying focus was giving motivation and inspiration to the college students. So a couple of speakers is Michelle Villalobos. Another one is Bert Oliva. So two really amazing people that came, and they talked about branding, personal branding. They talked about, you know, believing in yourself and having hunger and drive and going after what you want. So, you know, I was just, again, a lot of people were pouring into my life. Like, I'm not self-made. I am where I am today because a lot of people believed in me. They encouraged me. They supported me. They were support, you know, gave me feedback when I wasn't doing the things that I should be doing to correct myself and get better. So, you know, I had a lot of just great mentors, a lot of great professors. And I also have great peers, great colleagues in college that were were part of my team. You know, one example was the team, the American Marketing Association. So I joined the AMA at FIU, and we were just, it was a powerhouse of individuals that were very similar to, you know, we're on the same wavelength as far as developing our marketing abilities or skills and having a focus on our future and being successful. So that AMA group together, we accomplished a platinum rating at one of our competitions at an international level. So we were beating out schools, you know, Ivy League schools. We were beating them out. We were beating out international chapters. So I was really just proud of those accomplishments that we made together. And one another competition that I also participated in and ended up winning first place in was a sales competition. And this was really a big milestone for me because it just gave me a lot of faith and it was a confidence booster. Like, wow, you know, for me to come here and win first place in this, you know, competition against all these other individuals, you know, very talented people, it just made me realize, wow, I got what it takes, right? I got, you know, it gave me that swagger that some of us need to be able to overcome difficult obstacles that may get in our way. That confidence is, you know, it helps sometimes give you that extra, it's an extra boost when you're lagging, right? When people believe in you and you believe in yourself. So all these different shapes, events that happen help shape me. And another kind of big thing that I advise if you're a college student listening to this today, I advise you that I want to make it mandatory for you to get some internships, because that really also helped kind of put me in a really good spot when I was graduating. That's why you felt that I was on fire. I had all these things happening kind of in the same period of time. So I was getting sharpened from all different angles, right? But the internships helped me get real life work experience, right? So I was learning things in the classroom, you learn it through the organizations, but when you actually practice it and you put it into your work, right? Then you start getting that experience. And there's no shortcut in experiences. You actually got to put in the work. You got to do it. So I did a total of 7 internships while I was in college. I interned with the county. I interned with even the federal government. I came up to Washington, D.C., which is where I'm living now in this area, where I got my first taste of what it's like to be part of like the political landscape and just involved with the different federal initiatives. So I got a chance to intern in DC. I interned for small businesses. So I was able to work for this company called Nerd Support, and I did marketing for them. And it was a very small business, just 3 or 5 people that they had at the time. I worked with a Fortune 500. So I interned with ADP, and I had a paid internship where I dedicated the summer to shadowing some of their top salespeople and learning from their best practices, learning from their corporate environment there. So it was just, you know, all these things happened during my time at FIU. But what it did is it helped set me up. So when I graduated, I had all this, you know, all this value. I was like ready. I was on fire. And it was just a matter of me making good decisions to help continue that momentum in building. So when I graduated, I had a moment of redemption. Right. You ever watch Tosh 2.0?
I don't know. I have. And I've seen his older stuff as well.
Older stuff. So he's got like these when he has those memes, those like the fail videos. Right. And he brings them in for a second chance, like your moment of redemption. Right. And I felt like I was in one of those moments of redemption when I graduated FIU. Right. Remember, I had failed. I didn't get a chance to attend my graduation ceremony with my friends, people that I grew up with, that I went to school with years and years and years. I didn't get a chance to walk the stage with them and have that moment in the spotlight. But when my FIU graduation came around, I redeemed myself. I was voted as a World's Ahead graduate. And this is a prestigious kind of award that they give just to maybe up to three graduating members of that class. And these are people that are voted by the faculty, by their peers, as well as the community, as those that embody kind of FIU and being worlds ahead. And for being worlds ahead is more than just getting good grades. That's part of the criteria, but it's also being involved in your community, also being professionally developed and having work experience and developing and positioning your career for success. So all these things made me be selected for this particular award. And what happens is that Dr. Mark Rosenberg, the dean of FIU, kind of calls you up and says, hey, stand up, Jeb's alive, stand up. And your parents stand up as well, your family stand up. And I remember my mom just getting very emotional moment, because I felt, you know, kind of that when I gave her that punch in the stomach in high school, and now she was having a moment of glory and kind of the redemption that I was talking about, right? And it was really, for me, a moment filled of pride and like, man, just shows me that it's not where you start, it's where you finish, right? So you're going to have obstacles, you're going to have setbacks in life, you're going to have challenges, but you can bounce back. right? The only way you fail is if you stay in that, if you soak in that, if you let it really consume you, right? Take that moment as a way to say, okay, where do I go from here? And that's what I did. And that was my journey at FIU. That was where we met. And that helped really, really set up for me what I consider, you know, I've had a lot of success in my career, but that's one of the starting points for where things kept going, right? So just wanted to, you know, share that. But where did I did after FIU? So I had, again, being in this position, right? You said all these different accomplishments. I was very blessed to be in this position where I had actually three different job offers that I could easily, like, I felt like LeBron James making, remember the decision where he said, well, I'm going to bring my talents too, right? Hey, everyone wants LeBron James. And that's kind of how I felt at that point. It was a really highlight of my life, my young life, being in that position where I could choose. And there were some of, and so here's another learning lesson, especially for the younger audience that may be watching this podcast or listening to this podcast. I had an offer that was very lucrative, right? In fact, ADP offered me a very significant salary with bonus. We were going to start me in a position that was not typical for someone just getting out of college. And the reason for that is because my internship kind of gave them a little taste and preview of who I was. So they knew, oh, this guy, yeah, we want him on our team. He's going to be, you know, a lot of companies invest money in good talent. People that they know could grow the company, they're willing to you know, give you a higher salary or bonuses or more commission because they want the good players. So I had that offer. I had another offer as well for a small company. You may have heard of them, Pepsi. You ever heard of Pepsi before?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they had a management position, like right out of college. Like that seemed very enticing. And you know, everyone knows Pepsi, right? So who doesn't want to be working for Pepsi? And then I had another one, which was a smaller business, an agency, a marketing agency. And it wasn't, their package wasn't as generous or as competitive as the other ones. But what it did give me was a lot of experience. Like I would be in a position where I would learn a lot about marketing, email marketing, affiliate marketing, digital marketing. The agency was also on the upward trajectory in terms of growth and just in what they were doing, their technology advancements and how they were developing their people. So it was a very tough decision, right? But these are great problems to have, right? But for the advice, going back to the advice that I want to give to especially a younger audience that may be listening to this, is don't let money be your ultimate driver. Right. If you let money be kind of the way that you make decisions and it's just about how much money you're going to get paid, you're going to end up in the place that may not, when you get there, you may have money, but you're not going to be happy. You're not going to have fulfillment. You may not, you know, you may be making money, but there's a lot of other things that matter besides money. And it's a lot of younger, especially younger kids, they don't understand that. And even I struggled with that at that time. But, you know, again, because I had some really good mentors and some good guidance in my life, they were able to kind of help me make the right decision. And I ended up not going with the job offer that gave me the most money, but I went with the one that would help set me up now to do what I'm doing now as well as I'm doing because of that opportunity where I went with the agency that helped really broaden my experience. So, you know, it's not, you get paid in several ways. You get paid in money, but you also get paid in experience and in connections. So I'm going to repeat that again. You get paid several ways. You get paid in money, right? But you also get paid in experience and connections. So for me, when I chose to go work with this agency, what it did is it really broadened and gave me more, and my compensation, it gave me more in the connections and gave me more in the experience. So I was able to work in a place where they really gave me a lot of responsibility. I was put into some scenarios where I had to quickly learn and get up to speed. I was able to connect with other people that were mentoring me and were teaching me. And I was able to make connections with companies and executives at companies like Netflix, as an example, and other, you know, well-known organizations. So that was, you know, where I went to right after FIU. That's where I got my kind of my career start. And that same year that I went to that that agency, ended up being ranked as a number 6 top agency in the country. But yeah, and so that's a little bit of what happened right after FIU. And that's where I was there for about a year right after college. And we could talk a little bit about what happened afterwards. But that was my first kind of job experience in the real world after graduating college.
And as Jeff said, you know, he pretty much said it, you know, playing the long game. Yeah, he could have took the easy, you know, hey, I got a lot of money, you know, making like whatever amount of figures of money, a salary, but he took the long game to gain more experience and gain better connections. And then down the road, he'll make that six figures, maybe plus more, and have a good longevity. So now you're in Maryland, and tell us your journey that has brought you to your current company, Hyatt Digital, and tell us how's it going so far.
Man, so I've gone almost in a full circle, right? So I started my career at that agency that I mentioned, and I was there for a little bit over a year. And one of the things that, especially early on in your career, you want to be open to opportunities, open to opportunities. And I told my wife the same thing. I was by then, when I was at that agency, I was about a year into my marriage, right after I graduated FIU, very shortly after. My wife and I got married. This December, we're going to celebrate 10 years of being together. And this journey that I've been on, you know, even at FIU, I've never been on this journey by myself. I've always had God with me in my heart. And my wife has also been kind of my partner on this journey. We've known each other ever since high school. So we met in high school. You know, we had a relationship in high school, but it developed into boyfriend-girlfriend relationship after high school, and she's been my mentor, and you know, she's been my better half, and given me a lot of. So I, and she, a lot of the same things that I want for my career, she wants for her career. So we share a lot of that in common. She's a very driven professional, and actually, just yesterday, I posted on Instagram. She was awarded, and she was been part of this program. She completed the Advancing Leaders Program for her company. She is a senior director of international tax for a Fortune 1000 organization, a franchise, billion-dollar franchise in the hotel industry. So just, you know, she's an amazing person, and has and she helps me a lot with my career and me as a person. But I say all that to say that after, you know, being at the agency for a year, you know, she was also, her career was also developing and advancing. And she got the opportunity to come to Washington, D.C. to work for the Discovery Channel, for Discovery Communications in their headquarters. So, you know, I said, let's go for it, right? Like now that I had this experience, it gave me the opportunity to feel confident that I could go anywhere else. And I could make it, right? I could find a good opportunity. I could get a job. I could, you know, do my even freelance and do my own thing if I needed to. So that's we made that decision together to come up to DC. So we left Miami, you know, almost a little bit of, like, almost 10 years ago. Left Miami, made that journey, you know, to DC and moved to this area. And we, you know, we love it. We love it. I started looking as we got settled in. I started looking for opportunities where, you know, I could bring my talents and companies that I also that looked like good companies to work for. So I found this company called Vocus, which was a marketing and PR software company. And it was like, man, what an amazing place. They really invested in their employees. They had tons of great benefits, awesome, you know, company culture. And that really helped kind of get me into the software industry. So this is something that was, I didn't really have that experience. I had a lot of marketing, which got me the opportunity, got me my foot in the door. But as I got into that position, I had the sales background, I started learning about software and technology. So that was kind of the next chapter in my career, was going from the marketing agency world to now working in the software industry. So that company did extremely well. They were on NASDAQ. They were on New York Stock Exchange. They eventually got acquired by a larger organization. And from there, I transitioned to working at a startup. So I went from a big software company to now a startup company where I had a role of developing and growing their sales and marketing team. So that was something that I was really excited about. And that gave me that next, part of my career and working in the SaaS. And I did that for, you know, 5 years at this company, then transitioned to doing it in cybersecurity. And then from there, got the opportunity during the pandemic. You know, I also had another challenge. And this is something, going back to my core values of faith, right? I got laid off. No one likes to say I got laid off. No one likes to talk about being terminated. But that ended up being my story last year during the pandemic. I had just, you know, signed on to become the sales director of a cybersecurity company. And this is a very fast growing company. They had gotten investor funding, but due to the pandemic and COVID, you know, things started changing. And I had just joined this organization literally a week into kind of when the pandemic hit across the country and they started quarantining people. That same week was the week that I started. So I was nervous as heck, right? Like I was like, oh shoot, like what does this mean? They gave me some time, you know, and they started figuring things out, but eventually due to the situation and do think how things kind of worked out for them, I ended up being let go. And it was just, you know, at that time, I had my third kid, you know, Elliot had just been born. So imagine, you know, any father, right? Any husband, you know, being laid off is one thing, right? You feel like you're the provider, you're the supporter, right? So that's always kind of a bit of a blow. And because it also was kind of unexpected, right? But you just had a baby, you're just like, oh man, like, okay, what am I going to do now? But this is where I'll be honest, like although that, like the flesh, right, some part of your brain thinks that, deep inside I had I had faith. I had confidence. I had belief that God will provide, that he's gotten me to this point for a reason, for a purpose. There's something greater in store for me. And this is just part of the journey. So have faith, you know, be steadfast, Jeff. God's got you. He's got you. And lo and behold, you know, and gives me goosebumps sometimes telling the story because it's just how amazing it was. But I remember, getting a DM on Instagram, right? We connect on Instagram. We get DMs, a DM. And this is from JC Height. And JC Height was someone that I met early on in my career. I was at Vocus. He was a prospect of mine and he was a business owner. And he was just kind of starting his journey, just like I was starting mine. And I was just seeing his growth, right? And we followed each other on Instagram. We were just well connected and on Facebook. And he was posting his journey, sharing his. We just stayed in touch that way. But that week that I got laid off, he reached out and he no one knew this, right? Only my wife knew this situation that I was in at the time, right? And JC reached out to me in DM. He's like, Jeff, I'm starting to think about expanding my company and doing this franchise model for my marketing agency. Do you know someone? Do you know someone that would be interested? You know, you yourself, would you be open to this? And I'm like, let me think about it. Heck yeah, I'm interested in that. Let's, you know, I was like, man, like, wow, God's timing was just perfect. And so we started talking, you know, I didn't just jump right in. Like, I wanted to learn more about the opportunity. What did it entail? What was the vision? I was also evaluating other opportunities at the time but, you know, I prayed. And this is something that for those that are believers and listening to this podcast, whenever you're faced with a difficult decision, you know, always pray on it, right? Pray on it. Ask God for guidance. Ask God to speak to you. You know, seek wise counsel, right? For me, that's my wife and other mentors that have been there and throughout my career. So that's what, you know, I did at that time. And although it sounded really good, too good to be true, you know, and it's like, wow, is it? Because it was a really amazing opportunity. I went for it. I took that leap of faith. I took that leap of faith and said, you know, God has got me, right? He put this into my vision and my presence for a reason.
Yeah. These stories I really enjoy a lot, you know, with Jeff and his life, he knows struggle. He knows he's seen it, but also going through success. I love that story when you go from zero to hero and, you know, you just know how it was. And now, you know, you're feeling the success, the bite. You're seeing like the fruits of your labor. Another thing you've been at it, which I'm way more amazed at this as well, is your real estate journey. I know that you are currently rehabbing a property, I think, in Baltimore. Tell us about your real estate journey. And I know that it's between you and your wife. So Tell us about your journey.
Yeah. So Santiago, that's been an amazing experience. So something that happens when success comes, right? And we've been very fortunate to see our lifestyle and our financial health improve over the years. But one thing you never want to do is be complacent and just kind of just stay in that position, right? You always want to look for opportunities to grow. And we have a mentality where you want to have that hunger, right? To achieve more, to build something that's just not for us, but something that we could pass along to our kids, right? So my wife and I, we talk about building generational wealth, and that journey to build that generational wealth took us to real estate. So several years ago, our family, along with another family, the Clayton family, we got together to really start studying the real estate industry. Right. So we heard people about talking about real estate. Oh, you know, there's potential to build wealth and have, you know, diversify your portfolio. So it was something that really was intriguing to us, but we wanted to study it first. So for two years, we just straight up every week we would meet in my house for an hour and have a study group on real estate. We would invite guest speakers. So I would use my network. Right. That's something that I'm strong in. We would use my network. My wife is really strong with numbers, so she would build spreadsheets for us. She would walk us through like the tax implications of purchasing properties and how to properly finance them and whatnot. So everyone that was part of this, you know, this family council brought their talents, and we started really structuring a plan for how are we going to go about investing in real estate. So we've been hard at work on this project now for 3 years, but this year we finally purchased our first property, where we bought it at auction. And it's a property located in Fells Point, Baltimore, which is a really awesome, nice area. But the property wasn't very nice, as you could probably tell from the Instagram photos. We won that at auction, but it needed an entire rehab, so it was a lot for us to take on as the first project. But this is, again, learning opportunity. Don't be afraid. You know, there's a saying, if you bite off more than you could chew, just keep chewing. Just keep chewing, right? You got it. Like, we're gonna learn in this process. So there's been a lot of challenges. I mean, I'm not gonna lie and say, oh yeah, it's been easy. We're making tons of money. We're probably not gonna make a whole lot of money on this property. But remember earlier today, I told you how we get paid? We get paid three ways. We get paid in money, we get paid in experience, and we get paid in connections. And because of this project, we're making all those, right? More experience and more connections and money, but we'll take it. You know, that's still a win in my book, right? And we're gonna, guess what? We're not gonna stop there. We're gonna keep moving. We got more properties that we're looking at acquiring in the next couple of months. So it's been a great, you know, an exciting project. But this is one thing that we're also doing in this entire process of this real estate journey. We've always had our kids next to us. We've always had our kids next to us because we want them to learn. Right in life, and there's people that build generational wealth, but it only lasts one generation. You know why? Because all I'm doing is passing down money. If I pass down just money, but you don't know how to retain and earn the money, that money could easily go, and then you're starting back from scratch. So our goal is not just to pass down money, and that's not our legacy. Our legacy is also in the processes that we're going to teach our kids, in the way of thinking that we're going to teach our kids. That's a generational wealth. If you could teach them not just catch a fish for them, but you teach them how to fish. Those are the lessons that are going to be more impactful to our children. So that's why from the very start, you know, we have our kids involved in as much as possible. When we were touring properties every other weekend, we would go into our properties in Baltimore. We would take them along. We would, you know, kind of help their mind be soaked in this real estate knowledge. Not everything they're going to learn immediately, right? Some of them they're not going to learn now, but we want to just put them into that environment, put them into that atmosphere. Look at what mommy and daddy are doing. You know, we're working on this business together. This is the process that we're going through. Here's what you need to do. Some of that stuff is going to stick with them. And already I'm seeing the fruits of that with my older son, Elijah, who is interested in starting his own business. He's actually researching right now how to get into the candle making business and be his own entrepreneur. So it's getting them interested in the possibility of being their own boss, not necessarily always working for someone, but you know, that there's the opportunity for you to create jobs, for you to create your business, for you to create a legacy on your own, right? Not having to depend on mom and dad making money and giving that to you. So these are all things that we have learned on this real estate journey, on this generational wealth building journey that my wife and I have been on, along with our close friends, the Clayton family, that has also been with us on this journey from the very first day.
And I would have to ask, what are your future plans? I know you mentioned a few better future already, but tell us, what are your future plans? Any goals you want to conquer?
Yeah. So for next year, I want to be able to expand the real estate portfolio. So I want to acquire multifamily homes. I want to build that portfolio up. I want to help my franchisees. So I'm really focused on getting them to their $100,000 a month revenue mark. So their success drives the entire organization's success. So I'm coaching them, helping them as individual agency owners to get more speaking engagements, to do more prospecting, and helping their sales skills. So I want to help them succeed. And then in terms of like my wife, I want to be able to support her as she's transitioning to doing kind of building out her own business. I want to be able to be there to support her in doing that. So those are some of my immediate goals going into 2022.
Hey, well, your son, and it's an entrepreneur family, building generational wealth. Can't ask for more than that, man. I was pretty blessed. Well, Jeff, what is the best way for people to reach you online for any questions, any consultations? Because I know you can first consult. And how can they contact you directly?
Definitely. The best way is Instagram at Jeff Zelaya. You can reach me there. You could also find me on Twitter, same handle, Facebook, or email me, jz@hypedigital.com. And I would love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for your time. Santiago, thank you so much for having me on. This has been an amazing experience. Thank you for allowing me to share my story with your audience. And I hope if anyone's listening and made it through this far, God bless you. I love you. Thank you for this opportunity to share this insight with you.
Yeah, I definitely had to get you on. I think we kind of reconnected on Instagram this year, I think. And like when I select the story, seeing your family, seeing your job, you going to Nicaragua, meeting Magic Johnson, that's a plus. It's just really inspired me. It's like, this guy has to tell the story. I mean, I'm not sure if he's on a podcast every week, but I don't care. I want him on my podcast. And I definitely got inspired today. A couple of tidbits I learned: leap of faith. You go for it. Pray first. You got to thank God. That's one easy prayer to do every day. And building generational wealth. You think of the future. You can give money, but that money could run out really quick. Real estate, land, anything else? Not just real estate, some other stuff as well. But which could go on through generations. So that is something that, man, I don't think I've had this powerful podcast in a while. And good thing you're the 50th.
50th, dude. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Well, anyways, Jeff, I appreciate you coming on to the Sleon Productions. Any closing words?
No, thank you. Thank you again, Santiago. God bless you, man. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Be blessed.